Sports.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Hey, everybody. Danny the Count Coker here from Counting Cars and Count 77. You are on the road with Dave. Come on, people. Turn it up.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say.
720 WGN, Dane Neal on the road here in the Allstate Showcase studio. And as we talk to some personalities in the world of motorsports or those in and around it that have that car connection, there are communities that have huge connections to cars on a weekly basis and completely and 100% dedicated and devoted to it, where they block off the entire streets and enjoy thousands of people and hundreds of cars in studio. We have one of those communities. It is the Village of Westmont. We have Larry McIntyre. He is the director of communications for the village and also the founder of the Westmont Special Events Corporation, and also Christina Conescata.
Okay. Yeah,
close enough. She is the office manager over there handling and making sure that those things happen when it comes to special events. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
So this is the kind of thing, and I've been involved with some of the cruise nights over the years, even on the radio side, as you got to see the Elmhurst Cool Cars Under the Stars. Used to be a Wednesday one. It started with just a couple cars, and you see how it can kind of organically grow. Two people show up, two people tell two friends, then maybe some of them have a good time, you know, get together, see some cars, talk to each other, commiserate, and maybe enjoy some of the amenities of the community. And then the next week, you know, there's more people and they tell two friends and so on. It can work in the opposite if you're doing things wrong. But for Westmont, this has really worked out. You've got a popular spot.
Absolutely. We've been doing this for almost 20 years. And I would say maybe the first 10 to 15 years, the event went well. But we only had like one parking lot dedicated to parking classic cars, and then people parked on the parallel parking. But then the community got behind us, and when I say the community, I mean the Village of Westmont Municipality, and they allowed us to block off three full blocks of downtown Westmont. And once the word got out, people started really showing up.
Was there a meeting? Because you wonder how some of these things that are important to people's, you know, how they enjoy their week or some of the things that they kind of dedicate their time to. Was there a meeting where you guys got together and kind of had to make that decision that said, you know what, I think there's potential here. I think that this could be a big thing, not only just so that the car people can bring their car somewhere and enjoy it. There's obviously that. But that, you know, for the whole town, for the community, for the businesses, that there could be some benefits. So number one, that's what I wanted to know, is if you guys got together at some point and said, let's flip the switch, or it was incremental. And did you check out any other cruise nights to say, well, they're doing a great job over here, or they seem to be doing this and this works or doesn't work? How did it go?
Yeah, absolutely. We paid attention to the other car shows around us. Right next to us was the Downers Grove car show, which was on Friday nights. And at that time, that was the largest show around. So we definitely paid attention to what they were doing. And within our community, we were just discussing, what can we do to make this bigger? What can we do to make it better? And we absolutely had to go before the village board and sort of promote the idea. And ultimately, they need a vote to approve the closure. And so we definitely got their full support. And once it happened, we started to see a huge change.
It's one thing to say, hey, we'd like to do this. But when you're starting to close down streets, especially, you know, which I think on the tail end of what would be drive time in a community that, you know, is you're not out in the middle of nowhere. You know, Westmont is right there in the middle in the heart of Chicagoland.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you had to kind of make a case for it. And so were you able to, you looked at it and you kind of mentioned some of these other ones. And then was it something that the board went along with right away? Or did you have some people you could, I don't want to say fight with, but convince?
Well, we definitely had the idea in place for a couple of years, so it took some time for people to warm up to it. But then eventually, yeah, the elected officials said, let's do it. Let's pull the trigger and make this thing happen. And that's when we saw the change. The other thing was working with the business community, because there was conversation about if you do close down three blocks and you don't get the foot traffic,
right,
are you now hurting the businesses?
Right.
And so there was that concern and fear. But as soon as the crowd started showing up, success is makes everybody happy. And that's...
Well, it's contagious. You know, once you get that critical mass, a little bit of momentum past that tipping point, you know, and then once the word gets out, you know, because once you start to get it where the people, you know, that come from all over the place. I mean, I'm sure as you kind of walk those streets on a Thursday night in Westmont and you say to yourself, okay, well, where are these people from? You're probably, they're not all from Westmont. You know, they're from all over the place. Some people make quite a trip.
Yeah, actually, Christina does a great job because she goes out to other car shows and promotes to all the other car shows, and then those people do show up.
How do you do that? Now, Christina, of course, and letting people know, it's Christina Kanuskaita, and she is the office manager for Westmont Special Events. But really, you're the one that is that conduit, the ideas that the community has, that the village has. We'd like to see this happen. You have to put it into motion and make it actually occur.
Well, absolutely, and it helps that I absolutely love classic cars, any cars, and for me, that was fun, going to shows and talking to people and inviting them, and I think it's a positive.
Now, did you ever stop out on a night that was the same night as your show, and then did you have to be kind of incognito? Were you in disguise? Did they figure out, oh my gosh, it's Christina, she's trying to steal people away from our show?
No, actually now people recognize me anywhere I go, so.
And we specifically have it on Thursday nights. We're not really competing with anybody around us.
Nice.
So we go to other shows on like a Tuesday night, a Wednesday night, a Friday night, and then we allow them to come to our show too and promote their events. So because if you're a classic car lover, you might hit 3-4 shows a week.
They absolutely do. Yeah, we've got in our family, you know, our parents, you know, they travel to a bunch of these things over the years. Not so many this last year or two, but over the years, tons of different places. So Christina, as you were out looking at some of these other shows, looking at maybe some of the best practices, things that they had built into their shows, or maybe things they were doing that you said, geez, this isn't something we'd want to do. What were some of the things you saw that said, hey, we need this, you know, not just the cars, but some of the other elements?
Well, every show is different. So they promote different cars, or it's a theme, we always try to take the best, what could be the other show would have it. But as of right now, our show, it's pretty going well, and we're happy about it.
Yeah.
I think entertainment is a big part of it as well. Yeah. We have live bands every week. Actually, we usually have two bands every week on the north and south side of the layout. And then we have kids' activities. The library comes out and does kids' activities every single week. And then we also get community organizations involved. So it's a full community event that tries to get everybody participating.
We're going to get into some of the things on the business side and how they've been involved and kind of worked with it, especially on the restaurant side, because once the people get there, a lot of times they're going to want to walk around and you know, eat, drink, and enjoy some of the establishments. But just as you know, the village, I think the town is a star. It really puts it on a showcase. Because you're able to have, you know, people show up there, then maybe try a restaurant or a store, and then they'll make a trip back on a date when it isn't necessarily the car show. But I wanted to ask Christina, and also you, Larry, too, so the community is the star, but also the cars are the star. In our family, we've got a 1972 Hemi Cuda that my stepdad has, and it is the kind of car that someone like Christina or would come and try to recruit that car. I remember early on in Elmhurst, it was like, well, it's like you got to bring this car because it will draw other people.
I mean,
do you have a couple cars like that?
Well, I think every single week's some unique car that's showing up for the first time that we're seeing. We say, we love that car. What can we do to make sure you come back? And
maybe some free appetizers at the local restaurant?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. This year, we actually having a new theme. It's a movie car theme. So we are looking for those cars famous, you know, for different movies.
So like the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo?
Yep, absolutely.
A DeLorean, Lise, nice job. Yeah, Lise had mentioned. So cars, there are not a ton of DeLoreans. But so before we go to this break and when we come back from it, on the other side of it, we're going to have Ron Gunter is going to be joining us, the mayor, of course, of Westmont. And he's going to be talking about some of those things. But kind of run us through the experience of what people feel, the sights, the sounds, the flavors for the cruise night there in Westmont.
Absolutely. So the show is every Thursday night, June, July, and August, 5 to 9 p.m. And it is in downtown Westmont, which is just north of the downtown railroad tracks. We block off 3 full blocks, and then we put out information in terms of letting the classic car owners know where to pull in. And once they arrive, they're greeted by a volunteer. We introduce them to the event. We hand out information about the different specials that are going on with the restaurants. And then we allow them to kind of park with their friends because it really is a social event. And then they find a place to park. But then over the course of the next 3-4 hours, people will socialize. But then they'll also stop and eat at our restaurants and listen to the music. And so there's a lot of activity.
So people love the music. That's something. And we've gotten some text in where people love the music. Military night, where you not only have, where you kind of, you know, you take a separate kind of part of the society, the community or whatever, and honor them. And I think military night is a good one. Do you have any other specific nights that you guys do?
Well, we do a fire vehicle and a police squad night, which we end the each event with a siren and lights parade.
See?
And
see.
It's the biggest one in Illinois.
Wow. Okay. So you guys are doing it and doing it right. And a lot of things happen in Westmont, even beyond that. When we come back from the break, we'll take a quick break. Then we're going to send it to news. When we come back, we'll have Mayor Ron Gunter on. He'll talk about kind of the impact on the community side and things beyond the cruise night that are happening in Westmont. So stay tuned. 312-981-7200 to add your thoughts. It's Dane here on the road on 720 WGN.
Hi, I'm John Force, and you're on the road with Dane, WGN, and I'm still the champ. I'm not just Ashley's daughter. I mean, she's my daughter. I'm still her dad.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line.
720 WGN, it is Dane Neal on the road with Dane here 2 to 4 on Saturdays. And in studio with us, we've got the Brain Trust, the Automotive Brain Trust from the Village of Westmont. Larry McIntyre is with us. We've also got Christina Kanyuskaita. I got to get better.
There we go.
That. And on the line with us, we've got for a couple minutes, we got to get to the Cats game. We've got Mayor Ron Gunter. Mayor, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
So we've been talking with your guys here, your team, and of course Christina, about the amazing success that that the cruise night is, and that it's kind of redefining at least one of those things that Westmont, in a very, very positive way, is getting known for.
It certainly is. I think Westmont's always been a special event community with family-friendly activities, and cruising night just has taken it to another level. We run at least a half a dozen special events through the year, and cruising night, since we closed down Cass Avenue, has really taken off.
Well, the cruise nights are going to be big. They talked about it quite a bit, and we know that you're trying to encourage some of the car clubs to get involved and get out there. But, Mayor, I wanted you to run through in the couple minutes that we have left some of the other events that people are looking forward to, and I get a big barbecue event coming up in Westmont.
We do. Our Lions Club runs a barbecue competition over Memorial Day weekend at Ty Warner Park. It's a great event. They've been doing it for 11 years now, and it's sanctioned, so it's we invite everybody to come out. The cruising night starts June. Immediately after that, we have our July 4th celebration at Ty Warner Park, which is second to none in the entire area. The Taste of Westmont follows that on the second weekend of July, runs Thursday through the Sunday. We have Holly Days, which is a month-long winter fest activities that is run by the entire community. Every community organization, every municipality, the special events court, we all get together and run activities for the from Thanksgiving through January 1.
Yeah, I think that's one of the great things is when you can, you know, as the mayor of a community, have different reasons for not only the residents there to get excited, but other people around Chicagoland to get excited to visit. You know, a lot of them are visiting because the cruise night is so successful, but they're going to come back and enjoy those other events. And so, and Larry, I wanted to, before we let you go, give out the information so people can find out more about Westmont, get involved in the cruise night, see the activities, and see what's going on there.
Absolutely. Our website is westmontevents.com, and when you land on that page, there's direct links to all community events, and specifically Taste of Westmont, and then also the Cruising Nights. But from that website, you can find out information about all events throughout the year. We also encourage people to just call the office directly, and that's 630-829-9378. And that's, of course, for people who want information about the events. But these events would not be possible without volunteers. We literally have hundreds of volunteers that help us out over the course of the summer. And actually, each week for the street fair, it's probably 20 volunteers per night. So people who are interested and get involved should just get in touch with us.
Yeah, it happens with the collective efforts of so many. And so thanks, guys, for sharing everything that's going on in Westmont. Thanks, Larry. Thanks, Christina. And thank you, Mayor Gunter. Thanks so much for being in WGN today.
thanks for having us. Thank you.
All right. And well, we're going to wrap up the show right now. Thanks to everybody who listened. Thanks to everybody who participated on the road with Dane, 2 till 4 here on 720 WGN. And so 312-981-7200 is the way to go ahead and text in. We're going to read some of those, the ones as far as the cars, your first car, some of the cruise nights that you love and support, and also some of those great road trips. And for next week, we are going to have some great guests. Larry, I don't know if you're like an auto racing fan. We're going to have John Force on. We're going to have Danny the Count Coker from Counting Cars, you know, where they do a lot of those, a lot of cars that you would probably hope to see in Westmont. And we're also going to have, I think we'll have Michael Simon on, chef from The Chew, if you're familiar with The Chew, if you've ever seen that show. His dad, actually, he's got a great car connection, worked his entire career and retired from a Ford plant in Cleveland. And Myron Mixon. Have you heard of Myron Mixon? He's a barbecue guy.
Sure.
He is the winningest man in barbecue. Just ask him. And so he'll be on with us as well. And he's doing some great events on the auto racing side as well. So, Lise, we're going to have, I think probably this week, we'll have a Facebook page up so people can go ahead and send in the pictures of themselves with their first car, a little bit of backstory. And we'll have that up. It sounds good, right?
Sounds good to me. I have a picture of my 1996 beloved.
Larry, first car, quickly?
A Chevette.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an honest Larry. And Christina, first car?
Mitsubishi.
All right. Okay.
But I quickly went to a Gran Torino.
All right. Sounds good. We are going to send it. Go Cats and go Northwest. We're going to send it up to them. Again, this is thanks for listening. It's been Dane on the Road on 720 WGN.